Merry Christmas. My name is Skylar Rhodes, and I welcome you this wonderful Christmas Eve to our worship podcast. Wherever you're coming from, know that this community is here for you. And wherever you're going, know that you have partners who can accompany you on the journey. Would you pray with me, please? Beloved in Christ, this Christmas Eve, it is our calling and our privilege to prepare ourselves for a journey we shall take both in body and spirit together. This journey isn't a vacation trip or even a path with an end in sight. This journey is the portal to new lives that are offered us in the coming of the Christ child. So let us go, you and I, in heart and mind to Bethlehem, to see this thing, to gaze upon this babe lying in a manger. Amen.
This being the fourth week of Advent, we will be lighting the fourth candle. We stand on the threshold between this world and the next. We live and move between the ordinary and the divine, between the mundane and the mystery. We forget that the love we give and live is a sign of eternity, God with us right now. Luke tells us that God's favor came to a girl, an ordinary girl. But the messenger of God came and greeted her and said, "The Lord is with you." What a gift and a promise. We light these candles with peace in our hearts for the promise of God's nearness. Even when we forget to listen, to lean into that presence, God is as close as our own breath, a peace that passes all understanding. O come, Emmanuel.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Tamaki mami melo malangi, me varoro taikine damuni, me adamaina nomuni matintu, me dagana lo mamuni burbura, me pakasa daga melo malangi. Nishile me viki mami ni singongo na kaka na rutiki mami. Nimbukoda manda ni nime mi dagadala, me pakaki mami sambukoda, were sa dagadala viki mami. Ika kunikotiki mami gine vere, Kamuni vambuli kema me manava. Nisano muni na matinitu. Kena kaukaua. Kena langilangi. Asangani mundu. Amen.
Bless us, Almighty God, with your divine grace, that through Christ we might find the joy of life everlasting in fellowship with Christian community, both here and in the hereafter. Amen.
I will be reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This ends the reading.
Gospel passage is from Luke 2, 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus for all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The next reading comes from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
I'm reading from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 11, the visit of the wise men. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born a king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. When opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you.
The next scripture reading is from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Holy God, who comes to us this night as a child, teach us to reclaim our childlike hearts. Give birth in us to a new and profound joy. Hold us and keep us warm in the chill and dark of this season, and push us forward to seek the light that comes this night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Now hear these words of benediction. May the Christ child that comes this night bring you inward peace and joy, and may he lead us out into the world to be builders of peace and goodwill and justice, so that by God's blessing and power, we might transform this world in hope, in love, and in life eternal. In the name of the Creator, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And have a blessed and wonderful Christmas, everyone. Amen.